I've been in the danger zone.
He got a bastard.
Minus 5 stars.
That is Mungo.
Huh?
Yeah, my five. We got it for you.
Jeff Harvey.
Skyway.
Play. World Play 21.
Fucking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. It is 10 p.m. Well, 10:02 technically on the East Coast. So that means it is time for the flagship show, Back to Basics. I'm your host, Susie the Elf McHaggis, and welcome to the show. My special co-host for tonight is having some issues. Oh, there she is. So with me tonight is not Realm. Okay, waiting for the thunderous applause. So I have a very special co-host tonight. Welcome, very special co-host.
Well, thank you, Susie. Am I here?
It is none other than Miss Shelmy Breaker.
Hi. Am I actually here?
You are here.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone.
See, AOD even yelled, Shell, see, you're here.
Yay. Hi, thanks.
Oh, and it's already started. Judgment has put a bounty out on your husband's hair.
Oh, well.
Is that supposed... Okay, I'm curious, Judgment. Do you want a lot, as in a great quantity of his hair, or a lock, a small portion? Just, you know...
No.
All right.
No.
Well, I was just kind of, you know, just wanting to, you know, clarify. I'm staying out of this. Remember, drama-free zone.
Right.
So.
Well, I'll put a bounty on against Judgment's bounty. How's that? I'll put a bounty. Whatever he does, I'll put more there. How's that? There. Yeah, I like it.
All right. So, interesting. So, Shell has put a counter bounty to keep Amadeus's said hair. It's going to be one of those nights, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know how Judgment is, but anyway...
Oh, wow. There's a name out in the chat I have not seen at a radio show in a long time. Welcome, Pete Bonney.
Welcome. That's nice.
I haven't seen Pete in a long time. We're glad to have you here, Pete. Been a while. So... Real quick, before we get into our topic, and I think we're going to have fun with our topic tonight, have a little bit of, you know, pay the bill business here. We need to talk about the sponsors of the Back to Basics radio show. We have quite a few sponsors and want to, you know, if you're looking for a company, check out the sponsors that help bring Back to Basics to y'all. We have quite a list. In the scene is the companies and links to their companies. I'm in several of these. There's some really top-notch companies here, and you know, be sure to tell them Back to Basics sent you. So, and also, if you are a GM or an owner of one of these companies, if you have a special event coming up that you want to be featured here on the radio show, you got to let me know so that we can, you know, send me a message in-game. Send me a, you know, if you got me on Skype, message me on Skype. But if you would like to have a special event highlighted here on the radio show, please give me the information and we'll be happy to highlight your event. All right, the sponsors of Back to Basics are Fairy Tale Wrestling, WeLoveWrestling.com, The Candy Shop, NIVW, No Innocent Victims Wrestling, 4UK Wrestling, Alternate Wrestling Entertainment, Raven's Big Money Wrestling, RNRW, Rock and Roll Wrestling, Network Wrestling Alliance, Dark Side Wrestling Federation, World Championship Wrestling, The Unstoppable Lounge, BFL Takeout, Keystone Championship Wrestling, 1X Wrestling, Karma Hardcore Championship Wrestling, Hardcore Cool Wrestling, NAWF, Nitro Extreme Wrestling, Realm's House of Shattered Dreams, Sacrifice Championship Wrestling, Finger Wrestling Warriors, Midwest Wrestling Alliance, NMOD Hardcore Wrestling Alliance, Back to Basics Wrestling, Global International Wrestling, World Independent Wrestling Federation, Courtney's Playhouse, Radical American Wrestling Federation, RAWF, Extreme Psychotic Championship Wrestling, Hal and Mad Productions, Breaking Point Wrestling, Rolling Hills Insane Asylum, and D'Angelo's Down and Dirty Wrestling Corporation. So, if you're looking for a company, be sure to check out one of those and tell them the folks here at Back to Basics sent you. So, with
a lot
that,
of good companies in there.
Yeah, there is. There are a lot of good companies. I'm in several of them. I'm in Sacrifice. I'm in RAWF. I'm in 3DWC, D'Angelo's Down and Dirty Wrestling. I'm in like 13 companies. It's kind of hard to remember them all. I'm in several of these. I've been in Raven's Big Money Wrestling. That's a good one. I will tell you, if it's a hardcore company, only way I would have been there was if I, during the McCagus radio tour, I sat, but yeah, otherwise, if they're a hardcore company, I haven't been there, so I can't tell you much about them. But there's a lot of good companies, so be sure to support
the
sponsors.
Rolling Hills Insane Asylum, I'm the Crazy Chick Champion. Ha ha. So join.
Sweet.
That's a good company, a newer company, and I'm having a lot of fun there. I'm in Maddie's
Crazy
company,
chick.
Too.
Yeah,
Maddie's company, that's a good company, too.
That's BFL Takeout, right?
Maddie. No, it's something else. What is it? I can't remember the name. Well, you would have expected that. Maddie,
what's the name
of your company?
Oh,
what's your company name?
Closed.
What's your company you have now, Maddie? Say the name.
BFL Takeout is closed.
Yeah, but
so
it's
I will
else.
Remove them from the list.
It is. Wait, no, really? I thought it was something else. Okay. Warriors of the Ring Alliance. Yeah. That's it. That's a good company. That's not closed, is it? Well, if your company is closed and I'm in it, could you send me a message? Because I really can't keep up with all this, really. I have to do my hair and stuff, you know.
I'm actually, let's see, look at the companies I'm in one, two, let's see, two, three, four companies that are closed.
Oh. You might be in
Five.
Carnival of Pain, too. Are you still in Carnival of Pain?
I'm still in Carnival of Pain.
Okay.
I'm in McHaggis. I'm in EXW. I'm in UAWF. I'm in Carnival of Pain. I'm in Megatropolis, which is shutting down.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I was in that company, but I left.
Yeah, five of the companies I'm in are closed or closing. And I'm not leaving them.
You're not? Okay.
No, I don't need to join. No, I have plenty enough companies to be active in. I have no clue what Judgment said.
Yeah, he wanted me to tell you to read that. Isn't it in Japanese? Do you read Japanese?
No, I don't. Listen, we're lucky I speak English. And, okay?
I thought there was a possibility.
I speak Elvish. I speak English. Consider it good, folks. Yeah.
No, Amadeus will not be bald. It's not happening. Ever. I'm just throwing that out there. If I have to have a blowtorch and run around chasing people, it's not happening. I'm just telling you. That is something that is never happening.
Shell, we haven't even announced the topic, and the switchboard's already lighting up.
Oh, well, that's good. What is the topic? I forgot already.
Well, I was hoping you would remember and announce it so I could blow my nose.
Oh, okay. The topic is, for tonight's show, is personal identity. Personal identity. In wrestling, your personal identity in wrestling, your personal identity as part of being part of a couple that wrestles together, you know, what else? Your personal identity, like if you were
a heel
and you turned to a face, huh? What?
Your identity within a family?
Within a family, within a faction? Your identity within a faction or changing a faction, you know, if you change a faction. I was going to sing conjunction, junction, but that's something else. Faction. Never mind. I'll be okay. Just slap me. Ow. Ow.
Oh, the only one I could think of, this is really sad. My brother gave me Schoolhouse Rock. 10 years ago for my birthday. I'm still trying to figure that one out. You know, Isis really enjoyed it, but...
Well,
I'm
that's
like,
good.
Really? You gave me Schoolhouse Rock. I was like 30, and he gives me... he and his wife gave me Schoolhouse Rock.
Well, it is fun to listen to, I think.
I'm still trying to figure that one out, but anyway, yeah, that's a whole nother.
I don't know either. So
I'm going to bring on somebody who is, they are helping me out with the switchboard, because everybody knows I get, you know, confused, you know, I get shinied, and
yes,
yeah.
What
I
the fuck?
To bring people on.
Hey,
but here's somebody. Here's a good person to talk about identities with. Good evening, Morton.
How you doing tonight?
Hello.
I'm doing really good. I've had a good day.
Oh, well, there you go.
Me too.
So
there you go as well. Damn.
Two good days. Did you have a good day, Mordrin?
I always have a good day. It's always a good day to be a bastard.
Well, that you are.
Got that right.
Among other things. I can say that, people I know well, real well, exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah. We have history, folks. If you didn't know, now you do. Anyway.
There.
We're talking about identity.
Oh, Lord. That could be very interesting, considering I was kind of listening to that part, and I think I've actually covered every spot of that topic, of the subtopics in my career.
No, I think all of us have in one way or another. You know, well, some, maybe.
Well, pretty much, maybe. Well, I never changed from a heel to a face. Yeah, I'm actually a heel. Surprise!
Well, you know, everybody says I'm a face, but that's only because there's no face equivalent of a mastermind.
So you have to be that.
Well,
yeah,
you may
be a mastermind,
but you're still very much a face.
Yeah, but that's why I don't have an identity crisis. I know I'm a face. But, you know, when you pick your identity, your character type, NWU, there's nothing on the face side that covers mastermind. You know, somebody who's pulling the strings behind the scenes. And that's what I'm best at. I'm really good at pulling the strings behind the scenes. There's a lot of things that I have my hand in that nobody knows about.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Involved.
That sounds interesting.
And I like it that nobody knows that it will, yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, that's my identity. A lot of people think I'm really confused and I don't know the difference between a heel and a face. I do. But the descriptions that they use in WU don't truly describe me.
You're indescribable.
I've been a heel. I've been a face. And then back again a couple different times.
Have you ever been a tweener?
I call myself a bastard. That's why I call myself a bastard. It covers both.
Have you ever been a tweener?
I think the majority of my time I've actually been a tweener. It just because I'll say a lot of the same things. I'll use the same style. I have no regrets telling someone exactly what I think at that moment, and either people like it or they don't.
Interesting. So your identity really is a tweener.
Mostly, yeah. My identity is really me. If I think you're an asshole, I'm going to call you an asshole. Whether you're a face or a heel is beyond whether I care or not. I speak.
I really think the WU descriptions don't really. I don't think they're comprehensive enough.
No.
You know, maybe that's something that we could talk to Aurora Media about, you know, the new owners of WU. Talk about getting some better descriptions. Get some more variety to the options that we have. You know, there should be tweener. I would be better described as being a tweener than a heel or a face.
Well, my biggest flaw when it came to the identity wasn't so much of a heel or a face as much as, like you mentioned with the subtopics of the factions and everything there, your identity is more of standing out wherever you are, is the way I've always viewed it.
That's interesting.
Well, but there's also the difference of what you think your identity is and what others perceive your identity. You may think you're one thing, but everybody else perceives you another way.
No, I mean,
how do we deal with that?
I guess it depends on how they perceive you to start with. I mean,
Well, how do you find that out? True, but how do you really find that out, actually?
Depending on who you're matched up with, they'll probably tell you. I've been told I'm many of things, not all of them very good.
And some of them from yours truly.
I wasn't going there. I got a switchboard full of people to bring on.
We've had our words. We've told each other exactly what we thought, good, bad, or indifferent.
That is true.
So,
that's good. You cleared the air.
cleared the air is mine.
And Doc was shocked beyond words. He got more than he bargained for out of that match, didn't he?
Oh, God, did he ever.
Yeah, that was fun, though. But that's ancient history here.
Very true.
Goodness, can you believe it's nearly 3 years ago?
Jesus Christ.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It's coming up on 3 years. Yeah. So, but, you know, how do we define our identity? Is it just heel? Is our identity just a heel? Is it just a face? Or do we have multiple identities?
I think that really depends on the individual. There are some people who, I mean, great. You're a great example of it. No matter what a label says, you've always pretty much been a face. Even when you tried to be mean, you were still a face.
All right.
I don't know. What was the question again?
Do we have more identities than just a heel or a face?
I think so.
But I'm going to explain some of the people here on there. We've got quite a few here on the that have been waiting for a bit.
Thank
okay,
you.
Well.
All right, so I'm just going to start running down here. What's up?
Now,
uh-oh. Guess who?
Okay, put him back on mute.
Put him back on mute?
Yeah, it's Mom. Put him back on mute.
It's the heel side coming.
Yeah, he has two identities, right?
Yeah.
Or
here
so.
We go. Perfect topic.
I was joking
heart.
About the putting that okay.
Heart.
So, that's the music.
I can't.
You need a throat lodge. You need a cough drop or something.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How you doing?
Hi.
You need to get you some more cough drops there. You're sounding a little rough.
Really? Do I sound rough?
Yeah.
In a good way.
A little rough.
In a really good way.
Okay. Don't give up.
Wait, he sounds rough
in a day job, please.
Aw.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, handsome.
So we're talking about identities.
Identities?
Identities.
Oh, yeah, I like identities. Identity is cool. It make you what you are in Unstoppable. So what about it?
Yes, folks, I see more folks are waiting. I'm trying to give everyone a chance to speak before it becomes a cluster. So just chill.
Well, I pose the question, you know, we have heel and face identities in WU. Do we have more identities than that?
Well, I think everybody has a little bit of everything in them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you got the Amadeus side. He's the showman. He's the face, the Lord Amadeus side. And then you have that other guy, that other guy over there. Yeah, him.
Well, that's a split personality.
What? What are you talking about? I
only
have personality. One
personality.
Come on.
Okay, yeah, keep telling yourself that. But anyway.
Wait a minute. What personality show? What am I? What is, I don't know what she's talking about.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, like HC. Yeah, you've got Holly, you have Cyanide. That's a split personality. That's not multiple identity. That's a split personality. But, well, I mean, you know, what other type of identities do we have? You know, I have another identity as Spicy's wife.
Martha Stewart, right? Oh.
No, Mrs. McHaggis.
Mrs. McHaggis. You know, there are some people that's all they see me as is Spicy's wife.
I know how you feel on
but
that
that's
one.
That's not all of who I am. No, Pete, we're not talking about second accounts. But you know, I mean, we talk about, you know, I'm a face. And that's one of my identities. But I have other identities as well. So how do we deal with these different identities?
You have fun with them.
Okay, how?
Well, okay, you say you have two identities. You're Susie the Elf McHaggis, owner of Blog, or not Blog, Back to Basics Radio Network, which are also known as Spicy's Wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you use that identity to your advantage to have fun?
It's all in how creative you are.
Well, I think part of that, I think I know what you're saying with that, Amadeus, and you know, I'll use kind of, and you fall in the same boat as this as I do on that. There's Mordrin the performer, and then there's Mordrin the company owner.
Right, that's another identity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like, you know, with me, there's Amadeus the owner, and then there's Amadeus the wrestler, and then there's Amadeus the singer, and then there's Amadeus the, you know, goes on. I have so many.
Mr. Kneebreaker.
Mr.
Kneebreaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, well, that's why I say, how do you deal with the different identities? Because I know there are some people who have trouble dealing with and adjusting to how the different identities that people give them. Like, you know, not everybody, when you're married,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean,
here's how you deal with identities that people give you. You don't worry about what they give you. You use what you want out of that. Only you can decide what you really are, not anybody else. Yeah, there can be the perception, but if the truth is, but the perception is not the truth, then you need to use the truth. And I don't mean Terrell.
That's interesting.
That is. You
and Shell both fall into the category of having a quote-unquote famous husbands. Okay, because she gets this with me. But she's Shell Niebuhr. She is not Lord Amadeus' wife. She is, but that's not, but the perception doesn't fit. She's been in this game longer than I am. She's more popular than I am.
He admitted that just now. Could we save that?
Yes,
he
I did.
Met her here.
Could you
I
miss?
Admitted it. Shell Kneebreaker is more popular than her husband, Lord Amadeus. She needs to remember that.
Okay, I'm going to grab another person in here. We've had a bunch in here. I've been trying to give everyone a chance to, you know, so we're not having, this isn't asylum. So.
Yes, because this is a drama-free zone.
Well, I meant the fact that I'll bring four people on at once.
Yeah.
Four? You're
talking about only four.
Hey, I was being nice. What's up?
What's going on? Same old shit?
I'm trying to play. Who is this? I've
called in a couple of times, but this is Todd the Ace Wright.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you may have called in a couple of times, but that doesn't mean I'm going to remember who you are.
Yeah,
and it's
I know.
Going to be personal because I don't have
and
a
most
memory.
Of the time I don't talk. I just listen.
Well, I don't have
but
a
I do want to tell. I do want to tell Shell that LDR bitch said hi.
Who? Who?
LDR.
Say it again.
LDR bitch. Yeah.
LDR. Oh, okay.
She told I was talking to her today, and she said, if I go on the radio, tell Shelly Kneebreaker I said hi. I said, okay.
Well, tell her I said hi back. Thanks.
Yeah, she has a fight tonight. She's going to be a ring girl.
So what do you think about the topic about identity?
It's okay. I'm more of a face. You know, I do my own thing. I don't really get into it with anybody. You know, I say a few things. Like, Lord Amadeus knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
is your only
identity over and over and over again.
Hey, it's football. What can I say?
Is that the only way you are defined? Is that you're a face?
Yeah, basically. I'm a nice guy. I don't get into it with anybody unless they start shit with me.
Well, you know, I've been described as the faciest face of facedom.
Oh. Amen to that.
Michael Brewer said that about me. So, but that's not my only identity. So, are you just saying that you just have you're just a one basically a one-dimensional person? All you are
yep.
is a face and that's it?
That's about it. I play the game, I fight, and that's all I do. Try to run my company and that's about it.
So there's another identity. You're a company owner.
Yes.
Well, but I run my company like I run my wrestler.
But that's another identity. Do people see you as a, you know, do they or as a GM? Is that do they come to you and that's how they treat you as?
Yeah, sorta. I mean, you know, I set my tournaments. You want a title, you fight in a tournament. You want, you know, I make other tournaments. I make coin tournaments, and that's about it. That's about all I do. I've been doing the jukebox radio, the jukebox, post your songs in the jukebox lately. That's about it, too. Just trying to get songs that, you know, see what people are listening to.
Okay.
All right, I'm getting the people. I know, see y'all are here. Here we got the next one. It was all about different personalities. What
the? Oh, yeah, I know all about all different personalities around here in WU myself. I've only got about two or three. No, I'm kidding.
Dozen,
yeah. Sounds about right. Hey, guys, what's shaking? Happy Friday.
Hey,
happy
hey,
Friday to you. Yeah. Oh, it's freaking hot in here. Oof.
So what do you think about identity?
What I think about identity, I do believe it takes time to build your identity here in the WU, and one false move or slip off, poof, be gone. You can be a 10 today, and everybody loves you, and in a week, nobody could give a fuck about you because, well, you pissed the wrong person off, or you did the wrong storyline, or you lost your title, or anything can happen to change somebody's identity and or personality here.
Get a divorce. I'm not saying anything.
Divorce.
I'm just throwing that in there.
Yeah, get a divorce, get pregnant, you know.
You know, it does. It changes your identity.
Tank, aren't you pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When are you due?
Oh,
you know, I don't
well,
remember anything.
Any day now, to be honest. Any day.
Is this another spawn of Satan?
It is Tank.
Because I remember the last one.
The last one had a tail and wings and flew out.
I missed that.
You know, there is something to be said for exposing babies to the element at birth to see if they survive.
This is true.
That
to
one,
survive
yeah.
and make it on their own, yeah.
Speaking
yeah,
of
life,
yeah.
people with personalities as well.
Who do you got?
Oh, I got some with all sorts of personality. What's up?
Boogity woogity woogity woo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Judge. Judge?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Susie Doozy?
We're going to have words about what you said there in the chat.
You're like Santa Claus.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, how lovely Shell sounds tonight, being real.
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, about Todd being a news special
nope.
Dateline. Oh,
nope.
Amadeus and Shell being a 2020 investigation special.
Judge?
Hey, what's up, Susie Doozy?
I have the face that only Spicy could love from old folks' home. Really?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you go in, you rub his little legs and his feet and his arms and his hands, and you're like, hello, Spicy Dicey, and he's like, hello, lovely Susie Doozy. And y'all have, you know, Susie, I admire you. You're the only person that someone made a song after. It hurts.
And, folks, tonight we are about to see the other side of Susie the Markswoman.
Judge?
Yes.
Are you wanting to be able to sit down for the next week or so?
Well, see, the unfortunate thing is God gave men both, you know, like a bed of piss and a rain, but we just can't think with both at the same time.
Never mind.
And Tank, as soon as you have your child, I will not be dealing with it because, trust me, I've seen Twilight. I know what happens to women after they have babies.
Look, dude, I'm not going to sparkle. I promise. Okay? I promise.
Okay, just the fact that he's seen Twilight, does that not scare you all?
Hey, I've seen it too, man. The fact they know that they sparkle it should be enough.
I'm surprised.
I've never read or seen. Oh, my word. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
But I called in tonight because I wanted to say congratulations to Amadeus.
Okay. What time?
I just want to say thank you, Amadeus. You are a true gentleman.
Okay, this is scary.
No, I'm just wanting to say, thank Amadeus. He's a great person. He's a great company owner. He's a great GM.
Oh,
yes, you are. And you're married to one of the most talented middle-aged women in wrestler.
Was that any of that nine?
Mm-hmm. I heard what you just said.
Okay.
I
like judging it better when you drink.
See, unfortunately, I cannot have anything to drink. I'm actually drinking a Mountain Dew.
I like you better when you have a few Jaegers in you.
Yeah, I kind of need some yogas, but it is a moment that we all need to pause and just congratulate Amadeus on his great.
You know, because I was getting them damn messages that I'm over, and like, I know I'm not over. I'm not doing anything.
No, who said? I don't know who said you was over. I said you was over. You was achiever. I mean, come on, everyone. Morgan, you're here. Morgan.
Oh yeah.
Tell them how great Amadeus is. I mean, Amadeus, ladies and gentlemen, this guy sitting right here, Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF, is the only person who sounds like a bad... No. He sounds like a bad case of vaginal dryness.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Wow.
Sounds like Amadeus on the phone.
Do I have to switch to a flip phone too?
Amadeus might have forgotten to mute, and somebody's trying to hack up a lung.
Furball.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, no, Pete. Cannot do that.
Not middle aged, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, you caught that too, huh?
Yeah, I listen, actually, when Judgment speaks, for the most part, until he bores me after that.
Oh, wait a minute, Shell. Isn't it time for you to put on your purple wig and run around?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, see, Amadeus agrees. Shell.
Oh, he didn't even hear that.
Wow.
He did not even
said
hear
it,
it.
He came right there. Yes, I agree, sorry. And he wanted, yes, you heard it live right here, folks.
No. So, okay, you need to cook. So I need to get up around 9?
Wow. Boy, the timing of things for sound clips.
Oh, just bring up the phone to you? Wait a minute. When do I get my phone?
Yeah, okay, because he was having a look.
Exactly.
I think he was talking to, knowing Amadeus, he's probably talking to Outlaw or something like that.
So how was your date, Judgy?
My date was great with Destroyer. I didn't get shot, and I didn't...
Who else have you dated? Because aren't you supposed to...
I will announce the next one on Monday night, yes.
Isn't it one person per day, or is it per week?
No, one person per week. I have to go out with them and try to get a kiss, and if there's more, there's more. But, you know,
Did you get a kiss from Destroyer?
Yeah, no.
I thought you did.
No,
I thought you got a little more than just a kiss.
No, I didn't get a kiss. I didn't get shot. She just slapped me and left. I said that her hair looks like, you know, when you compliment a lady's hair. Now, Susie, you're talking about personality. If I go out on a date and someone comes up to you and we're at a beach, so I thought, okay, I will refer to beach products. And I said that you smell like seaweed and...
Not complimentary, Judgy.
Oh, well, what if I say that your hair dances like jellyfish testicles in water?
No.
Not no complimentary, Judgy.
Well,
and if
I told
her name ain't, and if her name ain't Minnie, you don't call her Minnie.
Yeah, I did do that. I kind of called her Minnie by accident.
Destroyer Minnie. Yeah, you were either lucky.
Oops.
You still have your right.
Yeah, I was lucky because she was kind of she was patting her pocket, and I could see the little shiny object, so she just basically said bye, and she left me, so.
Yeah, Judge, you're lucky you still have your right nut.
Yeah,
I have the curiosity question.
Yes, curiosity.
If you go out on a date with Holly Cyanide, does that count for 2 weeks?
Yeah, you know, I didn't think of that.
More than likely, no, because it has to be a different person each week. So he'd have to go on a date 1 week with Holly and then the next week with Cyanide.
True. But you know what? I got the best place for the next date lined up. Yes. I have got the next date lined up. I already know who I'm going to ask out. I already know who I'm going to ask out. Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. Okay.
Who are you going to ask out? Who's
where,
next?
Where are you going?
Oh, the date is the date that is going to be the greatest place ever.
What, Disney World?
No, we're going to go to Home Depot.
Your son just put Arby's.
Home Depot?
No, son, we can't go to Arby's. I have to do that last. Yes, I'm going to take this lovely lady to Home Depot for a date.
Okay, any thoughts of who you're taking with you to Home Depot?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? You know what's sad?
What?
I would enjoy that.
This is true. You are a do-it-yourself. You're a do-it-yourself girl too, aren't you?
I like Home Depot. And no, he's not taking me out of the place.
You will have to tune in Monday night for Mordrin's radio show, Asylum Radio, to find out who Judge asked out on his second date to Home Depot.
There you go, folks. You all heard it.
As long as I can make sure my husband's not getting beat or punished or kicked or used as a footstool, I am sacrificing myself to go on dates with women.
Ugh. I'm choking with you, man. I'm on mute. Oh.
Yes, Red, they're part of getting my husband back.
Yeah, and he can't drink alcohol.
Can't smoke. Can't do anything. I can only and see the destroyer tried to trick me. She tried to give me a shot of tequila, and I said, I can't drink a tequila.
You almost, oh man, that could have been disastrous.
Yeah, didn't you take the tequila?
I had to take it because it's destroyer. You don't never show up to destroyer without tequila.
That's not smart. You be careful with that one.
And see, now I sent a nice little limo to pick her up and everything, and she went to the beach. She was looking so lovely walking down the beach.
Can I give you a word of advice?
Yes.
For your next date, Judge.
Yes.
Do not compare your date to anything in the building.
Okay.
Don't compare them to anything on the property.
And don't compare their lovely swan shaped neck to ET. Okay, that's just wrong. You can't do that.
Yeah, no.
Epic fail.
Just say you have a lovely neck. It's shaped.
Well, see, here's the thing. Yeah. See, last time I went on a date, I used the what's the guy's name that does the telephone?
Jerry Lewis?
Yeah, see, I used my Jerry Lewis Dating Heterosexual Women 101 handbook, and it didn't work. So this time, Drifty, my trusty son, my lovely son, my favorite son, the most favorite son in the world, he gave me the Charlie Sheen How to Date Correctly 101 handbook. So I will be using the Charlie Sheen handbook. I've been reading it, and I'm going to take it on a date with me to the Home Depot. Yes.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be the Ray Rice handbook.
Well, true, but
yeah, use that Judge. Judgment. That use it. Use that. You'll yeah, that'll be good.
yeah, Judge. This is gonna be a disaster.
I know one thing. I gotta get a different ringtone for your goddamn phone calls next time.
Pete Bundy's giving me the Chris Brown backhand book.
You don't want to use that.
Oh.
No.
I still like the Charlie
Sheen
handbook. I think it's going to be good.
You want Judge, if you want advice dating a woman, you need to ask somebody like Shell, myself,
Oh,
Maddie,
wait, you guys have been dating
head.
Women? You ladies
no,
have been dating
women.
Woohoo.
No,
we are
women. we would have an understanding of what would be.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Susie, as much as I respect you, as much as I respect you and everything, these are ladies.
What?
Oh, Lord. Here, I stepped away for a minute, and Judge is already in trouble.
I mean, I can understand, you know, Shale.
Judgment, you're about 3 seconds away from being muted.
Oh. Well, what I was saying was, you know,
or
I can understand. Say, but see, Shale, though, here's the thing. Shale, what really would she know about dating?
Three,
I mean, her husband just...
Two.
Okay.
Really, Judge? We wouldn't... Yeah, you... Really?
I dated my husband.
Well, I mean, Shell, the biggest thing, okay, what do you do for your husband? You go out, you pick up his bottle of hair products, and you come home, you're back in the kitchen. I mean, that's all you get to do. Oh, God.
Stop, bud.
No, we did not summon you.
Hi, Unstoppabot. How are you?
Unstoppabot.
I am operating at maximum capacity. How are you?
Well, she did mention someone getting shot.
Well, wait. Unstoppabot. Let me ask you then, okay, since I'm supposed to speak about dating a lady, and you, of course, knowing all about the ladies, what would be... Okay, when I go on this date to Home Depot with this lady, what exactly should I do for this lady?
I know what you should do.
Don't compare her to the lumber section.
Should I give her a handful of screws and say, any ideas what to do with this?
No. You... should dance.
Dance?
Aw, shit. Let me go,
Yeah, my toe. Dang it, my toe.
Boy, I'm so glad I was needed to go over there and get that.
He can really move when he wants to. Or needs to.
God damn.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. What did I miss? Whoa. Judgment, why is your big toe smoking like that?
Because I got shot.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
He got shot by the robot-y thing.
You know what?
Ugh.
Okay. Here you go, Judge. Here's some... When you go to Home Depot, whoever the lucky lady is, take her into the lighting section. And tell her that her... The lighting section.
Uh-huh.
And tell her that her hair glows so beautiful under the light.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute, whoa.
Okay, we gotta work with what
did I missed?
Fix my toe,
yes.
He's going out with
the
girl.
Every week he has to go out with a different girl.
And who is it this week?
You have to turn in
to get a freak back.
Tune in to Asylum on Monday night to find out who it will be.
Yes. Last week, he took Destroyer out on a date. And came back with all his body parts still attached.
Oh, yeah.
To him, I don't know personally.
That was quite the surprise that he got to keep all his appendages.
Well, yeah, I was kind of shocked.
Judge, I have one. I have one word for you that'll do it for you. I promise you. This is all you need to know. It's just one word. Trust me. Ready?
What is it now?
Mayonnaise.
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 All right,
Shut
all right. You know what? You know what?
Mayonnaise.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to announce.
Why mayonnaise? I mean, really, what? I'm
yeah,
confused.
Why mayonnaise? Why not ranch?
He'll find out.
Hey, y'all been watching them porns. Y'all been watching them nasty porns, the ones that they do the nasty in. The N-A-S-T-E-Y, nasty.
I don't know if they have mayonnaise at Home Depot, though.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, I hope not.
Susie.
I don't even want to know.
Susie,
oh.
Just because you asked me, I'm going to just say, we're going to do the date Monday on Asylum.
Okay.
And the lovely, lovely lady that I'm going to take on this date, that I'm asking to please accommodate me to a Home Depot date, and I will have it set up, is Tank Girl.
What?
Thank you. You agree.
Whoa. Ooh. Wow. Holy shit in the broccoli, Batman.
Well, I was thinking to myself, because I call myself Self. I said, Self,
yeah.
Where else would you take a lesbian or a Mexican? And, of course, there's no Mexicans for me to date. So I said, I would take a lesbian, and we'll go to Home Depot. Yeah. Chesney.
Wow.
We'll have fun.
So, yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll go to Home Depot. We'll go to Home Depot. I need a new computer table, and I need a new computer chair, and yeah, man, there's a few things I need from Home Depot. That'd be all right. That'd be cool. Can we go to IKEA later for hot dogs for 99 cents?
No, I'm doing an only class date. I am going to prepare you a special meal, and then we will be the only two people in Home Depot.
Don't forget the mayonnaise.
I don't stop with the mayonnaise, okay? That's just...
And the lemon juice.
Oh, my God.
Lemon juice? Really? Yeah. Oh, well, you won't need that judgment. You don't have nice hair.
That was supposed to be...
Don't you have your proper wig yet?
Wig?
Right?
I don't wear a purple wig for any reason.
You know what? You need to shave that little mustache off, and you wouldn't sit here and think you're real.
Mustache?
Oh boy!
Oh no, you did not. Oh
bye.
My!
No way! See ya!
Oh shit! There goes his right hand. Well, I do got someone else here who's been kind of sitting to bring on here as well. I'm just making sure no one gets shot.
Only condition is he has to talk softly when he comes on air. Because I know who it is.
All righty, you heard the boss, lady.
He talks kind of loud, so he needs to talk softly.
All right, you heard the boss, lady. You are live. What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are just days away from the one-year anniversary spectacular of PWR Slam, brought to you by the fine folks on the Back to Basics Radio Network. You already know that it will feature Road Warrior Animal, and a tribute to Road Warrior Hawk. But what you don't know is last night we confirmed a WWE Hall of Famer as the mystery guest.
I
have posted the link in the chat for the event. Once 40 people have confirmed that they are going to the event, we will drop some hints on to who the mystery guest is. You're not going to want to miss it. You're going to want to invite all your friends, all your family, Everybody, tune in. It's going to be a fantastic show. We are going to do 3 hours live with a 1 hour after party. And as always, you must be called in via Skype or phone to hear the after party. If you are not, you will not be able to hear it until it's archived.
Yeah, you get nothing until then.
There y'all go, folks. Y'all know what to do.
Yeah, it's going to be hell of a show, people. Mystery guest. Oh, my God. Like, I'm totally floored by who we got. Okay, you don't even know. I almost peed a little. Yeah. One of my faves.
See, she's already dropping hints. And 40 people haven't confirmed yet.
Thank you. Don't make me zip your
I neck. Won't say a word. Trust me. This is too big to say anything about.
So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you join in for the 1 year anniversary show. It's going to be huge. This is probably the biggest PWR Slam show we have done to date. And there's more coming where that came from. And with that being said, Unstoppabot, I think Judgment needs a little bit of assistance.
You require assistance?
Oh no, Judgment needs your assistance.
Activating.
Oh shit. Sit over here, drink my goddamn whiskey. Fuck this.
I don't drink whiskey, but give me a shot.
I can't right now.
Well, that requires me having a glass. I just brought the bottle.
Oh.
Oh, hell, I have Jameson in the back. Yeah, I don't even drink.
Bring it out.
Okay, Shell.
I didn't know Unstoppabot
yeah.
had a mayonnaise ray.
It would throw up.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't stand mayonnaise anyway.
Judgment's covered in mayonnaise.
Why am I covered in this shit?
Jeez.
Wow.
Somebody get Judgment the emergency shower.
No.
He's a couple decontamination.
Don't say
he's
shower.
He's a couple pickles short of Italian sub.
No.
I said he's just a couple of pickles short of an Italian sub from Subway.
I hope Luis Suarez doesn't show up.
Oh, my Lord.
Do we need to wash that off of you, Judge?
No, don't say. Okay, what kind of shower?
Unstoppabot.
No.
Good thing I need another bottle over here.
No.
Uh-oh.
No. No.
Damn it.
Dodge, you better run while you still can.
That was the flamethrower.
Jetty, you might want to go get your hair done.
That's burning hair and mayonnaise.
Ooh, stinky.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Now the whole studio reeks.
Oh, no.
Hold your nose
and
breathe through your mouth.
Now I know what Shell's panties smell like. Oh.
What?
Holy.
Oh.
Here, Shell, you get the first shot of the Jameson.
Can
we're
going
to need it.
Okay.
Yes.
Here
we go. Yeah, crack the bottle open. Let's go.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Unstoppabot. Upgrade studio.
Somebody get Keaton to steal something to eat, please.
He's using some mayonnaise.
He wants, yeah, I need some bacon.
I think I'm stopping by to dinner next time, it's for one night.
More bacon.
Yes, he had.
Hayden,
speaking of someone else with personality. What's up, man?
Dude, I am so fucking drunk, I forgot I had a radio show like about an hour before.
Haggis!
I've been on YouTube. Someone told me I'd have been here.
Wait,
I've been
on.
A lot more drunker. What?
Hold on, Icon. I thought you weren't drinking.
Well, you see, about that is people bought me it, so I could not decline such a precious gift.
That would be rude.
It would be very
indeed
rude.
It would be.
That'd be alcohol abuse.
Big time.
It would be like a situation of, you know what, I will accept this gift, take it upon me humbly, but the next few days I will sort it out by some complete meditation and sobriety.
Sobriety, you say?
I say to you right now, I am going to get fucked up 24 different states of badness, and hopefully I don't get arrested.
Oh, jeez.
And I do want to mention, because this was just brought to my attention by our producer, we do want your favorite moment from PWR Slam submitted.
Oh, Jesus.
I think my favorite moment from that was when Cody was fired, but that's just me. High five, it's nice.
Oh, Spicy McHaggis.
That's not Spice McHaggis. That's Icon.
I ain't no fake Irish motherfucker. Who you talking to?
No. Who said you're Irish? Jesus, I'm Irish.
He's not fake.
Oh, I'm not Irish either, so what's the problem?
No,
Spicy
I know.
Spicy is
you're
like
Scottish.
A box of hamburger.
Judge, you remind me of a porcelain cat that's got Alzheimer's.
Oh, go drink something. Water.
I would drink that stuff, but it pours on my head all the time. I forget about it.
I have to drink water. Water. And mayonnaise. Burning mayonnaise.
Burning mayonnaise.
I remember you drank Mancini with solidarity buckets. So it's like, you know.
It's for mayonnaise.
No, Icon.
Yes, mayonnaise.
Stands behind Icon.
Me.
Keep it going, Unstoppable.
Shelly!
Icon, you get covered in mayonnaise now.
I don't give a fuck about you, Shelly.
Hey, if you smell my armpit, it smells like burning mayonnaise. It gives you an idea of what Shelly's panties smell like.
Oh. Oh,
again, Jesus Christ, Judgy.
Oh, Lordy.
If your armpits are burning, go to a dermatologist, get those hairs removed, and fucking put some better deodorant on, you stinky B.O. motherfucker.
I can't. I smell like burning mayonnaise.
Oh, my God. Caden wants your panties,
Shell.
Scrotum.
Shell, do I need to shoot judgment? Is it just...
Yes,
no, I'm going.
Make that arrow a burning arrow. Please, ma'am.
Hey, you still have that exploding tip one, remember?
Ow. Ow.
Oh.
It's about time, yeah. Judge, you shouldn't mess with the host or our co-host.
Yeah, we had a realm, but... I want to show to him.
I don't know where Realm is. He's MIA.
Can we think he's dead? I'd like...
You can only hope.
He can't be dead yet. He's got a big match in October.
Well, we can do voodoo and he can be a zombie.
No.
What's your fascination with Unstoppable tonight there, Sean? You didn't.
He always makes the show much more interesting. And I'm high as fuck, so it's kind of fun to hear him talk from people.
I think Sean's fascination with that is he likes Japanese porn.
I'll be right back, people.
Techno, garden, fucking
oh my god.
I love watching big Iron Man pummel the shit out of a little boy. It's just fucking great.
I'm sure Unstoppable would love to come to your 1 year anniversary show and talk to Road Warrior Animal personally.
Yeah, just as long as he doesn't kill Animal, yeah, that'd be okay. I don't want to be responsible for a Hall of Famer's dad.
Christ. Sean, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Right, when you talk to Animal, ask him about his bouncer gigs that he's done at the bar. He will tell you so many stories, they're fantastic.
I will make sure that I do that.
Oh, trust me, you will laugh. The things he used to do, you will be howling in laughter at the stuff they made you do.
I think the favorite story that we've had on so far is when we first started about a year ago, and Eric Freedom was telling his rib story of how he took a bag of dog shit and put it in the guy's air vent, and the guy had to pull over like every 3 minutes to get some fresh air because he couldn't drive.
Oh, no. You forget the Jim Cornette story where he fucking, what was the guy's name? He was some crappy dude from
Louisville. Let's save it for that show, okay?
There, and it was like Jim Cornette, he's a legend. He put a fish in someone's air fan, and the dude
Icon.
Had a.
Icon.
I know, but he had a fishy smelling car for about
Icon.
A month.
Icon.
A fishy car for a month, come on!
Speaking of radio and stuff, there's some.
Well, I think Judgment is going to smell like mayonnaise for a good month or two.
There's a scene right there. People to going over to the radio awards scene.
Yeah, go into that.
Oh, yeah.
Go in there and vote. God damn it.
Seriously, if Susie doesn't get any votes, I will riot tonight.
Vote.
And they got a category for best face, and Susie ain't got votes. What the fuck? Don't make me forget what show I'm on tonight.
Okay. You know, I
voted
yeah,
for
that's
Susie.
The thing. I don't need awards like that. I don't need to actually, you know, I can do my thing and go on. You know, the only award
I want awards.
I
want them all. Give them all to vote for me. Vote for LA.
Well, you ain't getting the Eagle Award, I can tell you that, because I've looked at the preliminary fucking results.
I'm not getting what?
The only thing
you're
I hear, the only award with...
I'm not getting the Eagle Award?
The only
award.
No, because you've not become egotistical. You've became soft, man, like your hair.
Somebody's rhino corning.
Sorry.
The only award you want is what, boss lady?
The only award I've received that I ever have cared about was the humanitarian award.
That's a good award.
Yep. And you know who of all the people gave it to me?
Who? Who gave it to you?
Lady Perfection.
Really?
Oh my
yeah.
God, that was when you was in a good point with her.
No, it
no,
wasn't.
Not really.
Oh no, that was right
no,
after.
Yeah,
I know when.
Yeah,
that,
this
I know now.
After all of that, and she even admitted it on her show. She goes, "I really don't want to have to say this, but she really does deserve this award."
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That was when Spicy had to give me credit when I was in Damnation. I thought he was gonna cry doing that.
That was when Amadeus had real hair.
You were in Damnation on your freaking back.
But Spicy had to give me credit. I thought he was gonna cry when he was doing that.
Yeah, we know how he felt about Damnation.
You know, Judge, I've about had about enough of you. I think it's time to bring out the wire coat hangers.
What?
You had to bring up
the
wire
what now?
This is that's just evil.
Coat hangers.
I don't know if I want to know.
Judge has this thing about wire coat hangers.
Mm-hmm.
He hates wire coat hangers.
Yeah, he had an abortion once where it included wire hangers and some bleach. It's not a good thing.
Icon, you just gave away Amadeus's little secret of how he gets his hair so perfect, blonde, and stringy.
That is not the
secret. Boy.
Oh, Shale, go put your purple wig on.
Unstoppable. Activate coat hanger gun.
No, I'm going by.
Oh, shit.
Activating.
Is it?
Holy shit, eh? Unstoppable should get a raise.
Judgy? Yeah, I have fun rolling around there on the ground wrapped in wire coat hangers.
Hey, Shelly?
Yes?
Angela Butler says hello.
Oh.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And who's driving through the tunnel?
And I got someone
Not
else.
I.
Bring on.
I ain't driving nothing at this point.
Who's that?
All right, who else?
Here?
What's up?
Not me.
Stop.
Kaden.
Bad brother.
It's my DSS.
What is this nonsense? Number one, I'm hungry now. I'll call this talk about fucking mayonnaise. Who is outside in a fucking windstorm right now? That's what I want to know. I don't know. I'm hearing it.
I hear it too.
Jesus Christ.
Porn here in Vegas, but it ain't now, so it ain't me.
You take the microphone from your fucking ear hole and the fucking part that's supposed to be your brain, maybe we wouldn't be fucking hearing it, you know?
What the fuck did he just say?
I said you're a cunt.
Oh,
boy. Ah.
Oh, shit. That's too funny.
Oh, my lord.
I don't even think Rosetta Stone will work on that guy.
Wow.
I don't think loom bands would work in your fucking throat, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Still nothing. Where's Drifty when I need him? What the fuck?
I know, can we get a sign language expert in here? I can American sign. Maybe get me somewhere from the special ed program to translate saying I can understand.
Have no clue
was
what the
busy
fuck
with some midgets of his own, and they all ate cookies together,
and like
became the
W. I say stuff and he responds
to it,
but I'm drawing a blank with fucking static in my head. I don't
that was
know
really
what
good show.
On.
Haggis.
Me? Yes.
Jeez.
For the love of God, let Shell sing. Somebody
11.
Shut the fuck up and let Shell sing.
11.
No shit.
Tell us
keep going.
A story about a midget named Drifty. Wait, where's the rest of it? I lost it. Don't.
Yeah.
I lost the words. People...
Girls sometimes say that about midgets. Wait, where's the rest of it?
Oh, no.
All right, Drifty, I had to do that.
Wow.
I love you, little buddy.
You are awesome.
I'm a horrible uncle. But at least you're aware of that point. Oh, yeah, I'm well aware of it. I throw it right out there. I tell you guys all the time, don't let me babysit.
Why, are you a pedophile?
I have no clue what the fuck he just said.
He just asked if you were a
pedophile.
That's
probably a good thing.
Oh, I thought he said if I'm going to have PETA after me.
He said you were a cunt.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, no. No.
Did you just use that foul word? No, I did not.
She was translating for me.
Wasn't me.
I was translating.
Steffers!
Oh, my Lord.
Hi.
Sorry, Amadeus.
Exactly. Shell, pass that bottle of Jameson over here.
Here.
Oh my.
There you go. Really?
Jameson.
You're having more?
Pass it here.
Clink glass.
Yeah.
I bring you the bad.
Oh, there we go.
Kaden.
Ooh, yeah. That,
yo.
Yeah, much better.
Is the robot gone?
I think so. The only robot we have here is Icon, and I can't understand a word he's saying. He's like one of those weird ones that all his digital information, beep, 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 beep.
Sorry, guys. I'm too stoned to understand him tonight.
Well, you can just ask Shell. Shell's used to
Caden reminds
robotics.
Me of the AOL connection. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, you know? It's like one of those things.
There's not even a rim shot for that one, dude. That was
what?
Poor. Try that again.
Well, you understood what I fucking said. There you go. Failure.
Yeah. It's all fucking time. 20 minutes later.
Has your brain actually clicked into my lower standards of talking, or is it my higher echelons of fucking speech going?
I had to dumb myself down to your level. You know how hard that is?
Well, for an American, yeah, I think it's pretty fucking hard. How dumber can you get?
Christ.
So I need to end my fucking end sentence and proposition before you take notice of what I say. What's up with that?
I have no clue what you just asked.
I don't know what he said.
The fuck I give a shit? No. See, here's where it goes. I go for a drink, I get a bit fucking rowdy, and then I get a bunch of daft bastards fucking try to shout me down. Ain't gonna happen, because let's face it, I know this language better than you people. I can tell you the difference between fucking what's that little word literally and figuratively. You can understand that difference. You can have all that spooky.
Why do I hear like a ghost and a tunnel?
Yeah, I was just hearing that.
I know, that hurt my ears.
Oh, yeah, you hurt my ears too. My fucking ears are bleeding right now.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Okay, now that, yes.
Let's face it, you're irrelevant. You've got nothing to offer to the table. You can't do fuck all. You just appear and disappear like the fucking crabs that I get.
Give me crabs, is that what you just said?
Yeah, you're my crabs, yes.
Hmm. Kind of weird.
I need to shave my fucking pews, but I don't want to do that right now.
Yeah, please don't do that here.
I wanted to, but you are my...
Oh, is Slammy calling now? Oh, jeez. Is that a mating call?
That's the one thing I need to give you from one. Honestly, the one thing...
I thought one of my exes might have been showing up around somewhere.
Yeah.
If she showed up, I would
I'm
her.
Sorry. That was Amadeus's mating call for Shell.
You know, Judgment, you are on my last nerve.
Wait,
now,
you have nerves? Well, yeah, I would.
There we go, Judge. I wonder if I can get a hold of my ex-wife for you to take on a date.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe you can get drunk in Mario. You know?
I'm still setting my sights higher. I'm going for high quality. Amadeus, we need to hang out, buddy.
You going for Hillary Clinton?
Even on this show today. He is.
Of course she is.
Wait, huh? What?
We need to hang out. I need to go with the more family functions.
Yeah, he's going for hot head. Like,
I'm not... What did I miss?
He wants to hang out with
you.
You
missed the bull time.
Well, people are talking about hooking up with other people's exes.
Well, normally
Kate's
idea
of
hanging out is not wearing underwear.
Well, yeah,
what?
That's true. But I think I will actually try the legitimate hang out with you at family functions just so I can hang out with, well, somebody.
Wait a minute. When did we become family?
We will when I marry your mom.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you the one who's been calling her in the middle of the night and hanging up?
No. I mean, no.
Certain nights, I should have just stayed at a bar.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't hang out at the bar, but that's actually sounding pretty good right now.
Yeah, get her another shot.
Well, technically, I don't hang out at the bar. I just go to my house.
You know what? I think it's time for the hobo. I think it's gotten to that point. I really do.
What the fuck, a hobo?
Hey, I've got a whole stash of it.
Break it
you know,
out.
Every time Shifty makes the batch, he gives me a bottle to keep for him just in case.
Just in case.
Oh, folks, we are down to just under a minute.
So, yeah, here.
Okay.
Hold on here, just
go ahead.
What? That was funny.
Real quick, can I sue Susie? The hell?
Yes.
Well, folks, tune in tomorrow to RAWF Happy Hours. We're going to have such huge announcements. That much I can tell. Where the hell?
All right.
Where'd everybody go?
With that,
please.
I'll tell you what.
Right here.
Hello.
Hello.
We're here.
Hello. Is anyone here?
Yeah, you know.
11.
You know what?
11.
I'm going to. All right. I'm going to play a song. We'll be back for the after party.
Chachi.
Thank you.
That's not me, Rhino Corning.
That was me. Sorry, I keep forgetting my friends to come like this.
All right.
I have to type on it, I promise.
Hello.
Bringing people back on.
Wait,
excuse
me.
Anybody have
an echo?
Not me. I hear an echo.
I hear.
All right, I'm with.
Or not
I'm
Realm.
Out of
I'm sorry,
good
not
night.
Realm. I'm sorry. Icon.
Caden, I've got a question for you. You know when we do our fucking 4-1 air?
Night, guys.
How many?
Are you out of here?
Night, all my friends.
Night, all my friends. Night,
night. Anyway, Caden, how many Xboxes do you get over on the chat?
So all I heard was how many in chat.
Alright, how many Xboxes do you get on the chat?
We should get around, for this show, anywhere between 18 to 24.
Just when we do our back and forth, because I couldn't even read the chat for 10 minutes. People just influence and they say, do you see people hate each other? It's like, no, it's fun. Why not?
Okay, Icon.
Yeah.
I hardly understood anything you said.
You know,
he's breaking up.
Is it? As I'm breaking
no,
up.
No, he was breaking up.
Oh. So bad.
Oh no, that's better.
Oh, it's better. All right. So my question is, was the kid? I can't fucking speak.
Yeah, we know this.
I know. Fucking drinking. Man. Right. How many inbox? How many inboxes did you get during that fucking show?
Two.
I had about five, man. I couldn't even read the chat.
Sweet.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I want to read the chat. Not people saying, do you hate each other? It's like, no, it's entertainment. Get over it.
It's called putting on a good show.
It's bringing controversy to something. Why not?
I put on a good show. Michelle, we should hang out sometime.
Are you sure you want to see the show he puts on?
Is there a poll involved?
Never mind.
There can be. If you work it just right.
Michelle, never mind, okay? Trust me on this one. Never mind.
Now that I did believe, people didn't believe I'd show up, but I did because I've been drinking. But I'm going to call it a night, so everybody on, I wish you a good night, good after party, but I'm going to go pass out on my bed and probably wake up with the worst fucking hangover ever in a long time. And
I got $5 as you wake up in the fetal position, just saying.
Well, you know what, I'll raise it.
Oh, God.
$10 raises it, I will wake up on the fucking floor. So that's what we go for. Good night, everybody.
Peace
later,
out, man.
Icon.
See you.
Good
night. Night, night.
See you.
Ew. What a show. That was fun.
It was fun. That was a good show, though. It's always a good show.
It was great. Once I got there.
Y'all done a great job tonight.
Yeah, she did really well.
Yes,
I missed your performance. You're going to have to put on another one for me. Yeah.
Even though her panties smell like burnt mayonnaise in it.
I don't have a problem with this whatsoever. I already said it in the chat. I would gladly
See?
Put them in my mouth.
Jeez,
oh,
Louise.
Shell, that's
mayonnaise.
Just me saying I appreciate you.
But see, that's
I know,
what I was
and
saying.
I take it as such.
Oh,
see, you put them
you
in, you put them in your mouth, and you make soup.
I know you really want my mother-in-law.
Fucking my chocolate, salty balls.
Say good night, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Peace out, fuckers.
Good night.
Good night,
fuckers.
Oh, good night, everybody.